Fire away.
Just this season overall, obviously not the way you guys wanted to have this go. I mean, just your assessment on everything that's kind of happened and where you guys stand going into this game.
Well, I think where we stand is that we have not won the close games in the early part of the season, and a number of games that came down to final possession, didn't win them, and we've not played very good football in the last 4 weeks. We've done numerous things across the board that have stopped us from playing well. We've not been very good in the turnover ratio. We're not creating turnovers. We're not protecting the football. We've not been good on third down on defense. And when you don't win situationally, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to win. And we have we've done it across the board, offensively, defensively, and special teams. So that's my synopsis.
Do you think that it's possible there's a carryover effect? In other words, it makes it harder for coaches when several of those close games against teams that I think they were all first-place teams at the beginning of the year that didn't quite go your way. It makes it more difficult maybe there's a carryover effect where it's distracting and it's harder to get those small details right or anything like that, and it snowballs?
No, I don't believe so. In the NFL, a 28 to 25% of the games come down to 3 points or less, and then over 50% are 8 points or less. So that's the way of the NFL. They're going to come down to the last possession. It's a fine line between getting the win, and we understand that. I think we as a group, when we've been successful, we have done it together, and when we have not been successful, we've taken responsibility for it. It's across the board. You know, as I've told the guys, it's try to be very transparent with them. It's in all four phases of the game: offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. And we've not coached our best. We haven't played our best. And when you don't do that in the NFL, you're not gonna play well. The last four games have really not been good. The turnover ratio has been horrendous, and we've not been able to handle the momentum changes in the ball game. The games have gotten out of hand on two or three plays, and back-to-back, you know, an explosive play on defense that is a touchdown, a turnover that is either deep in our own territory or a pick six, and you look up and you're out of your game plan. You're not able to stay with what you initially thought you were going to be able to do, i.e. being able to run the football. So, it's been challenging, but our guys have done an outstanding job of staying together. They're a very resilient group, and we look forward to this game on Thursday night, because anytime we've played the Saints since we've been here, it's always been a very competitive football game.
How much different of a team are the Saints when you played them in week one to where they are now?
Oh, well, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They've got a lot of momentum going their way. They're making the critical plays that they have to make in a game, in close games, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're defensively, they're doing a very good job in terms of being disruptive. Rob's done an outstanding job. They've got these guys playing at a very high level, and they're very disruptive across the board on all three levels. You know, they've got two guys that can rush the passer coming off the edge, and Cameron Jordan's having a very good year, and Junior Gillette. They've got 13 sacks between them. You know, we know about Curtis. I think Curtis is playing at a Pro Bowl level. He's doing a great job down there. And they're being very opportunistic when they get the opportunity to take the ball away. So they're different. You know, they are a different team in terms of their defense. You know, that was the first game with the new scheme. They're seem to have expanded on it, and Rob is very multiple in what he does on the defensive side, and of course with Drew operating the offense, you know you're going to have a tough out when you face him.
Does this game feel a little bit like a role reversal from last year when y'all were playing really well and they were the team trying to keep y'all down?
I don't know if it's role reversal. That's a very good question. Obviously, their season has gone very well. They're playing efficient football across the board, and at this point in time, we're not. We're not playing the type of football that we know that we're capable of playing.
On Sunday, Drew completed passes to 11 different targets, and Josh Hill, I think, became the 10th player on the team to get a touchdown catch. Do you think that's unusual across the league to spread it out that much?
Well, I think it speaks volumes of the offensive scheme that Sean and Drew have put together, and the offensive coaching staff. It says that they're going through the reads and going through the progressions, because there's a number of guys that you've got to put resources on when you start the game, because you know you're going to have some mismatch issues, i.e. Jimmy Graham, Darren Sproles. There's times that you're going to have to load the box, and I think it just shows that there's a lot of depth there, but it also shows that that Drew goes through, and if they're trying to take resources away in one area, he gets the ball to the open player, the guy that has the favorable matchup.
So is that about as hard as it gets for a defensive game plan? Or?
I think it is very difficult when you know that the ball can go to numerous targets. It gives the offense a whole lot of flexibility, and it puts a whole lot of stress on defenses. And I think Drew is having another fantastic year operating that offense.
Once again, the NFC South top and bottom have flip-flopped. I was wondering your opinion on why you think it consistently is that way in this division.
I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. I know that there's going to be more than likely, we're not going to have back-to-back, and I don't think there ever has been back-to-back division champs since the realignment of the division, is what I believe. It's a very competitive division. I do believe that. Probably the most competitive in all of football. I think that what happens in this league, and it's happened more so over the last 10 years, is that the turnaround and the change, the ability to change over a roster in a much shorter time period has affected not only the NFC South, but the entire NFL.
Actually, not only are you correct about no back-to-backs, but there were a number of years when the last place team won the next year.
I didn't know if it's happened every time, but I know that has happened numerous times. And again, I think it's really competitive, and it shows that the difference between number one and number four, regardless of what the record of number one is and what the record of number four is, there's not that much of a difference. And I think that's true in the NFL between 1 and 32. And as I mentioned earlier, the outcomes of games are so close in the NFL.
Yeah, one last thing on the getting back to the way Drew spreads the ball around. Can that be a challenge for coaching staff in terms of the egos of some star receivers? Or when you're winning, does that kind of take care of it?
I believe that all successful teams have a great locker room. I know that Sean, I'm sure, has a good feel for his guys. And when you're winning, doesn't really matter. When you're having success, that's what we do this for, is we all do it to win. And, everybody's role is changing. It changes from week to week, and sometimes you have no control over it as an offensive play caller. A defensive play caller may be able to take things away, and then you're going to have to spread the ball around. And then the next week, it may be flipped. The resources of the defense may be focused on something else.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it, Mike. Bye.